Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. Getting closer and closer to this weekend, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
what are
fantastic.
You doing?
I'm surprisingly very alert and awake today.
That's crazy because I thought you were going to be late.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, we got 3 minutes until we got to go.
I kind of thought I was running a little late this morning, but like not because I was dragging ass or anything like that. Like yeah. I'm very alert. And then I looked over the clock and I was like, oh, I got to go. I mean, I didn't sleep any extra today. I just, yeah. I don't know. I was doing some extra stuff.
Well, there's a lot going on today too.
Yeah, there's a ton going on. But like I was up until almost 12:30 last night.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Were you watching the Thunder again?
I was watching the Thunder again.
Wow.
Yeah. We crushed them. It was phenomenal. 124-92 over New Orleans. Yeah.
Just glad I didn't get woken up by Thunder again.
Yeah, that's true. I was up watching my Thunder play on the Western time zones. It was a good game. It was fun to watch. Unfortunately, though, we're coming down to it for the K-Wings. They're still in the playoffs. They lost again last night.
Ouch.
At Wings Event Center. They lost 6-2 to the Walleye. So Friday, 7 o'clock, that is the second home game so far in this series. It's win or go home. It's,
yeah, that's, man, you got to come out in full force, Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're going out to the K-Wings playoff game, I mean, just bring the heat because that's going to be a tough one to stay alive there.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they can do it. The other thing going on today in the sports world, the draft starts today. And, you know, I saw, you know, Detroit has done a lot of things to update the city.
Yeah.
And make it look all pretty, you know, like putting out a sign.
No. They did actually, they just did something, and I want to talk about it later on this hour.
Okay, all right, I got
because they actually did something special for the NFL draft that I think is hilarious.
Well, I saw, like, they're putting out all these different decorations and, like, all these pretty signs and stuff that you don't normally see in downtown. I mean, they brought out, you know, Scare Force One Falcon Brigade to scare off the bird poopers, you know, like... Somebody said Detroit putting out the fine china like we're fixing to have company over.
Yeah. Yeah,
As soon as everyone's gone, they're just going to put it back up and like, all right, you get your green street signs back.
I did see that post. Like, you better act right. We got company coming over.
I thought it was funny. But it is draft day, so that's going to be a ton of fun. If you're going out there, be safe, have fun, and would love to see what it looks like from your perspective. So, if you are going out there, take some photos, send them to us. We'd love to see those. Mark and I, we're going to stay here. And in fact, we're going to do kind of what we did last year. We did the Michigan draft. And last year it was like the ultimate Michigan. Was it the ultimate Michigan meal or was it just the ultimate Michigan list?
Oh, it was just the ultimate Michigan list. Went through beers, went through foods.
That's what it was. So, yeah, we're keeping it in Michigan this year. But this year we're going to be drafting the ultimate Michigan music festival. Going to be all Michigan musicians. And then if you want to see what the draft board looks like, we've got it up now on our Facebook page. You can follow that and kind of see what we're picking from. And then, yeah, once we pick our favorite artists for our festival lineups, we're going to be posting them on social media. You guys get to vote who had the better draft. So that's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be as if these artists are playing right here in Southwest Michigan for that festival.
Yeah. You will never see a concert like this, by the way.
No.
No matter what combination we come up with, you'll never see it.
No, it's going to be amazing. Also, I need to let you know, coming up later this hour, your Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Check it out, WRKR.com, to find out exactly when it's going to be playing and which song you're looking for. It's coming up very soon, I'll just say that. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
Well, it is the NFL draft in Detroit, and it is draft day. So if you're headed out there to watch, again, send us some photos. We want to live vicariously through you because we're not going to make it out to the east side, unfortunately. But last year, we did the Rocker Morning Show draft day special. And it was a ton of fun, so we decided to do it again. But this year, we're going to do a new topic. This year's Rocker Morning Show draft is going to be the ultimate Michigan Music Festival lineup. So we'll get the music going here. Got to set the mood. All right. So how the draft is going to work this year, we have 18 bands or artists to choose from, which we posted up on Facebook. So those of you who want to listen and play along with us, we've got those up on our Facebook page again that you can follow along with us, and you can see who we're picking in our draft class. Every hour, Mark and I are going to pick two draft picks to assemble the ultimate Michigan Music Fest lineup. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to post our results on Facebook so you guys, after the show, so you guys can, you know, vote on who ended up having the better lineup. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show as well. So just so you're, aware, if you're driving around, the artists are, you know, there's Glenn Frey on there. There's, or Glenn Frey, excuse me, Ted Nugent. There's the White Stripes, Grand Funk Railroad, all kinds of stuff. All Michigan artists. And we're going to be picking the ultimate one. So, Mark.
Yes.
Since I believe you won the draft last year.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go first this hour. Ooh. And then we're going to alternate picks, who picks first each hour. So, gotcha. This hour you go first. Next hour I'll go first.
Okay. That makes sense.
Everything sound good?
Yes.
All right. Well, Mark, you are officially on the clock.
It's pretty easy to make this first round pick here, especially okay. since dude literally practiced in my hometown. Yes.
I like it.
Bob Seger.
Right out the gate.
With the first pick.
Man. Going hot and heavy, man.
Well.
That's a good one.
If we're going to come right out the gate with a Michigan pick, you got to go with Bob Seger.
I agree. That's a really good one. That was it was on my draft radar as well, but I knew you were going to go first. So, all right, now it's me on the clock. I believe I'm going to go with a Michigan big boy as well. And I'm actually going to pick the guy we're going to see August 2nd, Alice Cooper.
A yeah. respectable pick.
Yes. That is going to be my first pick for the Ultimate Michigan Music Festival. And I feel like Alice is going to love me for that.
Mm,
I just
definitely.
Want to let him know when he's here in August, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to give him a heads up.
Mark, you are on the clock.
Okay, this is going to be it's going to be an interesting one. but we're going to, for our first round, our second pick, mm-hmm. we're going to have to keep it classic and give a little tip of the hat to the recently announced Hall of Fame inductee band.
Oh, no!
MC5. Yes.
Could you see me looking at them on the draft board?
No.
That was literally my next pick.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, that one hurts.
Yeah, that's a tough one to pass up in the first round. I was actually pretty surprised that you let MC5 go.
That one really, really hurts. That one really hurts, man. Oh,
well,
all right.
You're on the clock now.
This is where it starts getting interesting because, like, you know, you're picking your big boys. You're picking the guys that you want to, you know, headline to play an hour and a half up there.
Yeah.
I really think, I'm going to make things a little more modern already.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick our friends who played Ribfest last year, actually. Yeah, we're going Poppy Evil. Our friends from up there in Grand Rapids and Muskegon area.
That is a very interesting and gutsy pick.
I feel like that's a nice pairing with Alice Cooper, too.
Okay.
Yeah. MC5 with Bob Seger is an interesting pick as
True.
Well.
True. Keeping it a classic, though.
But, right.
All right. Well, so far, I got Bob Seger and MC5. Meatball has Alice Cooper and Pop Evil. Hit us up on the chat button on the 107.7 RKR app. Let us know who you think has got the lead so far in this draft. And we will continue this next hour. And Meatball, I think you're going to be picking first. So
I am going to be picking first, so.
You are on the clock.
Oh, man.
It's time to turn up your dials and tune out the traffic because we're playing the Daily Five on the Rocker Morning Show. Testing the mental magnitude of your favorite morning monkeys on the radio. And now, your hosts for the Daily Five, Meatball and Mark Frank House.
It is the Daily Vibe, where Mark and I ask each other questions. The other one answers. Today, Mark is answering the questions I'm answering, and I have some help in the studio from Eddie and Ash. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right, ladies, you got to help Meatball get 3 out of 5 questions correct. If you do, he will tie the score up for the week. If not, I will take the victory for the week, and I can't tell you how old I felt searching. Some of the Google searches I put in this morning to get these questions are incredibly embarrassing and aging me.
So what you're telling me is they're all about cartoons, and I'm going to nail them.
No, not about cartoons, right. But they should, because of their age range, have something to say about some of these.
So. All right, cool.
I have a feeling you're going to run the table here, but okay, question number one. When it comes to someone you know...
He can't even get through the first question.
Old. Okay. When it comes to someone you know, what is a beige flag? Is it someone with a toxic personality, someone who's boring, or someone who's weird?
Someone who's boring.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because I wear beige every once in a while, and I get looks from the kids around my apartment complex. They're just like, oh, that guy looks average.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm going with the girls. Yeah. Final answer.
No, apparently it's someone who's weird or off-putting.
What?
Yeah.
No. No, it's boring. It has to be.
No, I literally made that up.
Oh, see? That's not right. See, I'm gonna trust the source here.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
Because the reality is it makes me look weird because I wear beige.
Ouch. Well, those are my pants right now, so you're good. Okay, this is gonna be easy for you. The video game Amongst Us popularized what term? Is it sus, yeet, or dead, spelled D-E-D?
What? Go for it.
Sus.
It is sus, final answer.
That is, yep, you got that.
And just for clarity, it is among us, not amongst us. I am secretly a Gen Zer / Gen Alpha in a millennial's body. They didn't find that as funny as I did.
Okay, there you go. Studio audience thinks that's hilarious. All right, now it's going to get a little bit more difficult, though.
All right.
What color Chuck Taylors are the most popular and best-selling?
A white.
Is it black, cream, or white, or blue?
White.
Black, cream, or blue?
White,
yes.
Right? I mean, that's what I see most of. It's white.
Wait, you got to
have opinion here.
Keep in mind, Chuck Taylors have been around.
Like mine are so busted that because I work every day, I literally have holes in the bottom.
Keep in mind that Chuck Taylors have been around for a long time too.
This
since
is
like
not
the 70s.
All time. This is current best selling.
Right, but you still have a lot of Gen Xers and millennials that are buying Chuck Taylors as well because that's what we grew up wearing it too.
White?
And most of us were wearing black, I think.
White? I think black.
No, it's white. We have a difference of opinion here.
We do.
Can we split up for this one?
No, technically not.
All right, do we go majority rules with black? Because I think we do that, and we'll give you the asterisk if it's white.
The asterisk doesn't count.
Well, no, but we make her feel better.
$1.
I'll tell you what. If it's white, I'll give you $1.
Then I get $1.
Sorry, it took too long.
No, it's black.
What was it?
Final answer.
It is black.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the point of having a timer if we're going to debate this for 5 minutes?
It's a special day, Mark. It's a special day.
You know what? Only a special day because you want to get the points.
That's true.
All right. A study shows teens order items off of which site most?
Amazon.
Is it?
Wait. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Is it Depop, Poshmark, or Etsy?
What? What is Depop?
Well, it's not that.
Poshmark. I mean, based on everything you said.
And Etsy? I feel like Etsy, right?
The only one of those three I know is Etsy.
I feel like Etsy is like something like moms make.
Yeah, that's
right?
Like an old people app.
Ouch. For many of you out there.
All right.
I feel like that's like some people's like job is like Etsy, right?
Is it? Yeah, there's a lot of people that just sell stuff on Etsy.
Yeah. I think we should go with Poshmark?
Poshmark, or what was the other one? Depop?
Yep.
What was it?
Again, I've never heard either one of those two.
Poshmark?
Are you guys good with Poshmark?
Yeah.
All right, Poshmark, final answer.
Depop.
What is Depop?
I don't know.
I'm not a teen. I don't know these things.
Wait, is that from Depot?
No. They just sell a bunch of Gen Zers out there, teenagers buying lumber off the internet at Depop.
What is that? Wait, know X-Men.
I've never heard of that. I'm going
to
look
We're going to have to look that one up. We'll look that one
Beautiful.
up.
Beautiful. Okay, last question here for the win. Buy Food has ranked the best flavors of Pocky based on sales. What's the number one Pocky flavor? Is it chocolate, almond crush, or matcha?
Oh, matcha.
It's got to be matcha. It's got to be matcha.
Matcha is weird, but sometimes it can be good.
But it's so unique.
Yeah, it's something that like people just want to be different.
Matcha
That's
is
exactly
super
what I was thinking
good.
Right yeah. there.
Everyone's like, no, like chocolate is too like normal.
Yeah. Matcha is so freaking good.
All right, I think we're going to go matcha, Pocky for the win.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah!
Sorry to tell you, that's not for you. That song's for me because I just won the week. Chocolate is the best-selling Pocky. Oh, man. It was intense. Meatball celebrated a little too early.
Yeah,
I'm getting so used to thinking that song's about you.
I know. It has been about me for 4 weeks now.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately for Meatball, couldn't get the win for the week. Addie and Ash, I'll tell you what, we'll buy you pizza today from BC Pizza to celebrate.
Yeah.
So everybody wins, yes. Including one of you right now. 978-1077, caller number 7. You're going to win a pair of Judas Priest tickets. They're going to be at the Wings Event Center, and we want to send you. 978-1077, caller 7. You're winning Judas Priest tickets, and woo! Victory for the Daily Five for me.
Yeah.
And everybody hates me now.
We tried.
I feel
we
like
tried.
It was rigged. Those answers
Meatball,
are like,
you just got spaghetti.
I just got spaghetti.
I'm using that from now on.
All right. Well, thanks for the soundbite, girls. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
All right. It is round 3 and 4 for the draft.
Yes, it is.
Again, we are putting together the Ultimate Michigan Music Festival. I got the list of all the artists that we're picking from up now on our Facebook page. If you want to check those out, play along with us.
Mm-hmm.
You can create your own Michigan Music Festival as well with that. So Mark got to pick first the last hour. I get to pick first this hour.
You're gonna want to make this count because I threw Meatball off by picking the MC5
dude
with my second pick. And he just went off the deep end and picked Pop Evil, which great band.
Yeah,
love those guys. But
I like the energy.
You definitely switched it up. So I want to see for round 2 what your third overall pick is going to be.
All right.
You are on the clock.
I am now on the clock. I am going to pick a show that I think is going to bring all the pyro, the fireworks, all the American badass you can imagine.
Oh, my.
I'm picking Kid Rock.
Wow. Meatball.
Yeah.
He goes there.
I do.
Meatball picks Kid Rock. Interesting.
It was kind of an off the wall one. There's some other great ones there, but I'm all about just building the energy in my show, you know?
Understandable. Well, so far I've kept it pretty classic with Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And MC5. So now I am on the clock.
Yep.
And taking a look at what we got here, I feel like we've got a strong 1-2 combo in MC5. We really got to tie it together, and we're going to remain local with that hard rock, and we're going to deliver some Mark Farner.
Yes.
Some Grand Funk Railroad. Grand Funk.
That was
for the third pick here.
That was a very close second pick for me in this round. I was very, very, I was very much considering that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. All right. So we got to go. Me on the clock now. Whew, man, there's a lot of options here, and we're starting to get down to some of the stranger acts as well, because their Hot Mulligan is still on the board. But I feel like I need a little more diversity here. I need something that's, it's got a little bit of a different feel to it. I think, you know what? I just want some feel good stuff. I just want to celebrate.
Rare Earth.
I think that's going to be
a
fun one.
That was a smart pick, Meatball.
Yeah.
That is a very smart pick.
I like the vibe of Rare Earth and Kid Rock all in the same festival.
Well, all right. Meatball with his fourth overall pick goes with Rare Earth. Smart call as I am on the clock here because that was going to be my next pick.
Aha!
However, I had one waiting in the bank.
Okay. All right.
And I think this one is a given, being a part of one of, if not the greatest American rock bands of all time.
There you go.
The Eagles, Glenn Frey. I got to go with him for my fourth overall pick.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there.
So that is my pick. We're going to start next hour, round number three. I'm going to have the first pick.
Yep.
And right now, as it is, my concert lineup is Bob Seger, MC5, Grand Funk Railroad, and Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Meatballs is Alice Cooper, Pop Evil, Kid Rock, and Rare Earth. So let us know on the chat button, the Rocker app, and our Facebook as well, who you think has got the best lineup so far. But we're going to come back with a couple more rounds, and it's about to get really weird.
All right, Mark. You're on the clock. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball. Mark Frankhouse on the phone with me today. She is a comedian who just released her new special, Loopholes. She has been on an episode of Vice Flophouse. And on top of that, she is a writer for Beavis and Butthead. She's done some jokes with them and just put out an Audible release as well. Please welcome to the Rock and Morning Show, Kate Willett.
Thank you so much.
Has comedy always been the career path that you wanted to follow?
No, you know, I used to do, like, when I was in college and stuff, I used to do theater, and I was, like, you know, in all these plays where I was, like, doing, like, a, you know, interpretive dance in a room of, you know, 20 people in a basement, and it was very funny, but I did not know that, you know? I did not know it was funny, and then when I finally figured it out, I was like, oh, maybe I should do something that's, like, funny on purpose.
The special Loopholes, very much funny on purpose. You dive into a number of topics, but there was a line in the description, and I apologize, I've not been able to watch the special yet. That's on my list to do tonight.
No worries.
Actually, during your time during lockdown and pandemic, you accidentally became domesticated. Can you explain that to me?
I had, like, kind of a conservative extended family, and, like, it was just like, oh, you know, women should stay home or whatever. And I'm like, staying home, I'm like literally in the kitchen, and I was like, this is boring as hell. Like, why didn't it? I mean, I'm not judging anybody for their life choices, but right. You know, I'm just like, I'm cooking every day. I was with this guy that was, you know, I was quarantining with him. We started dating a couple weeks before the pandemic, and I'm like literally just making this dude food every day. And I was like, they literally, like, I got tricked into being like a 1950s housewife by accident. You know?
I have seen you on TV before, and I wanted to ask you this while I had you. You were on an episode of Viceland's Flophouse, and I loved that show when it came out.
Oh, nice!
You were on the Covenant episode in San Francisco.
The convent,
excuse me, yeah. Do you still keep in touch with a lot of the people from that convent?
You know, I would say I keep in touch with most of those comedians. Like, the convent itself, what it was an actual convent where nuns used to live, and they sometime, you know, around the early 2000s or maybe late, you know, maybe like 2010s or whatever, you know, there's no more nuns there, and they filled it with a bunch of people who liked Burning Man, you know. So we had like this beautiful like art space, and we would do comedy in the actual chapel of the convent.
Oh, wow.
And it felt very exciting to, like, you know, be able to, like, be in something that was an actual church and talk about doing drugs. I loved it. But, yeah.
You mentioned in that episode, too, that Margaret Cho got to stay with you guys for a little bit. She even actually sublet in the house. We got to talk with her earlier this year, and she is such a huge proponent of, you know, female comedians, you know, coming up in the business. And you actually got to, you toured with Margaret a little bit, right?
Yeah, I toured with Margaret. Margaret actually lived in the convent for a few weeks. Wow. She came and, like, stayed there. And I was like, yeah, she ended up subletting a room from somebody who lived there. And so that was one of the most crazy experiences of, I had, at the beginning of, like, 2014, I was like, I want to manifest a mentor. And then, like, a few months later, Margaret Cho was, like, living in the weird art collective that I lived in, and I was like, am I a witch? This is amazing. Yeah.
Well, then you went out on the road with her, and I know Margaret Cho was one of those comedians that you know, you said that you at one time, you know, you really looked up to, and then you actually got to work with her. Was she, you know, kind of a nurturing person in that journey to kind of pick you up and take you along in this career?
Yeah, Margaret was so amazing and supportive. Like, you know, I think that she is still one of my biggest influences, but, you know, she's just a wonderful person, and she has been so supportive of me and both, you know, and other, you know, comics as well. But, you know, I think, like, with Margaret, she's so personal in her work, and I'm like, you know, I can just really be myself. Like, yeah. That's what she taught me, because I think when I first started comedy, I was around all these guys that are like, okay, I like your jokes about relationships, but have you considered writing jokes about how squirrels are weird, you know? And I was just like, I think she set me on a direction of, like, it's okay to be really personal in my work.
Well, the special is Loopholes. It's out now on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Kate, you're more than welcome to be a guest on the show anytime. And we appreciate your time today as well. Congratulations on the special, too.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
If you want to hear more of my interview with Kate Willett, it is up now on demand on the Rocket Morning Show podcast. And there's a ton of fun stuff in there. She goes a lot deeper into what it was like living in that convent as well. And what really got her through the pandemic. And how she really got into comedy and wrote this special as well. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's the Rocket Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
All right. Here we go. We are down to round 5 and 6.
Yes.
Fourth opportunity for us to do our ultimate Rocket Morning Show draft day special, the ultimate Michigan Music Festival. And so far we've picked some bangers, but Mark.
Yes.
It is your turn to go.
It is my
turn. So let's just put you on the clock right now.
All right. I've kept it pretty classic.
Yeah.
Over the first four picks, Bob Seger, MC5, Grand Funk, and Glenn Frey. We're going to modernize things a little bit with someone who's got a major impact on the music community in Detroit, someone who is just a pioneer in recording and somebody who I think would fit right into this bill. We're going White Stripes.
All right.
And I believe Jack White has a house in Kalamazoo.
Oh, he does. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
So we're gonna put White Stripes on this bill.
I like the White Stripes.
And
pick.
We're gonna put you, Meatball, on the clock here.
All right.
You gotta pick your fifth overall pick.
You know, I've been keeping the energy up. Rare Earth might be kind of the most just good vibey type stuff that I picked on there. I think this time though, I'm gonna go with a dude who is not afraid to let it all hang out and play a good show. I'm picking the Passenger Man.
Wow.
Iggy Pop.
Smart move.
I like Iggy on this lineup.
Yeah, Iggy Pop, strong.
Yeah.
No doubt. Strong pick there.
I'm pretty stoked to have Iggy on there. He's going to play, you know, I'm sure he'll pull out some of his Stooges stuff as well. But I think that's going to be a good pick for my lineup.
All right. We are on the clock, so we're going to have to kick things up a notch here, because we're going to toss it in the mix, and we're going to be having fun and talking about tossing. We're going to be tossing some Faygo. Yeah. ICP. Yes. Insane Clown Posse is going to be opening up the show and drenching everybody in Faygo.
Faygo rockets everywhere. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was hoping I was going to hold off, because I know, man, there's a couple of hip hop groups on here, and I was going to wait and see who was going to pull the trigger first, see if we could hold out. So because you chose ICP, I'm picking Slim Shady. Eminem is my guy. Has to be that one. So let's see. Recap so far of our ultimate Michigan Music Fest. Mark, you have Bob Seger, MC5, Grand Funk Railroad, Glenn Frey, White Stripes and ICP.
Yes.
Mine is Alice Cooper, Pop Evil, Kid Rock, Rare Earth, Iggy Pop, and Eminem.
That is a crazy lineup.
And if you think the festival is crazy already, wait till you see for what we have for the last two rounds. This one's going to end in a really funny way, I guarantee you. That is coming up in the next hour. We got one more round to go for these draft picks. Again, if you want to play along with us, we have all of the draft board and all the artists we're picking from up on our Facebook page right now. And, oh, boy.
Meatball.
Yeah.
You are on the clock. Make it count.
I can't wait for this one.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse.
And Meatball.
So we're getting ahead of the NFL draft today, and it's going to be a fun one in Detroit. But Meatball, they're trying to celebrate in different ways down there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having some fun. They're getting the area decorated. They've got the birds out that are scaring the pigeons away so they don't poop on stuff.
It's the scare force.
The scare force.
Yeah, the scare force.
And they're doing some interesting choices as far as decoration.
Right.
Including a Dan Campbell Zoltar machine.
You remember this.
Zoltar.
Oh, my God, yes.
You remember Zoltar from...
it was Big,
the
wasn't
big,
it?
Yeah, the movie Big. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Dan Campbell Zoltar machine in Detroit right now.
Phenomenal.
And this thing is super funny. I mean,
what kind of, okay, so like Zoltar would give out like,
yes,
you know, these sayings or whatnot. It was fortunes and whatnot. But like, what does he have? What does he do?
Let me play this for you, actually. All right. Somebody goes over to the machine and they push the button to have Dan Campbell speak. Now, normally they would pump out a slip of paper.
Right.
Here's what they do here.
You to envision, we're all in the backyard. We've got our fire pit, we've got our beer, we've got our hot dogs. We're going to bring the firewood, and we're going to light the flame. But at some point, it gets late in the night, man, and you really want to see the show and see how high you can get this thing to burn. You'll douse it in gasoline, and that's what we need from you.
There it is.
Dan Campbell.
It is the Dan Campbell Zoltar machine.
So it's just clips of like out of context clips from him from
literally
like press conferences and stuff.
Literally.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's amazing.
The luckiest one has to be if you go there and you get the kneecap speech. Like
the
day he came on, you know, and he was talking about like, we're going to bite him in the kneecap or whatever. Like
so good, man. So good. So if you want to see this video, it's up on the 107.7 RKR app. I think it's hilarious. I would love to try to get sage-like advice from this thing, but I don't know what else he's got cooking up in the old audio box there.
Well, I will say this, though. Whoever designed this thing, somebody get a hold of them and have them redesign the Detroit sign coming into town. Just a line of Dan Campbell Zoltar machines that read your fortune through like a radio signal when you drive into Detroit. I love that idea.
We really need this.
Yes, very much so. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
All right, so we are in our final rounds here for the Rocker Morning Show.
Yes.
Draft Day Special. We're doing the Ultimate Michigan Music Fest lineup. And we were discovering I accidentally added two extra slots. So we are going to get a bonus round this round. So we're actually going to do three rounds this time around. To finish off our music festival, and we have got quite the selection to go for here.
Yes.
To end this off. And because we came around, I believe I have the first pick. Is that right?
Yes, you have your seventh overall pick. Round number four.
All right. For my seventh overall pick, I am going to go pure 90s, baby.
Wow.
I love this band. I love Sponge so much.
Sponge.
I think this is going to be a fun addition to this festival. 90s people are going to love it.
I'm sticking with it. Yeah, that is an interesting
of a surprise.
Take.
It's a lot higher than I expected to be drafting them.
Yeah.
But I like this one a lot.
You know what? I have a feeling what your next guess is going to be.
Okay.
Because it only seems right, I think... For my seventh overall pick, I got to go with Uncle Ted.
Hey.
Got to go with Ted Nugent. If we're talking about, you know, a Michigan concert, got to throw Ted on that lineup. It'll be interesting how him and ICP get along.
Well, just they'll be on separate stages. You don't have to worry about that. You know, Nugent was on my radar. I think he was going to be either my next to last or my last round pick. I am actually going to go all the way over to Christmastown in Frankenmuth.
Oh, man.
And I'm picking up Greta Van Fleet. Another one of those newer bands that they've got that classic vibe to them, you know. I think they're going to fit in well with this festival. I'm going Greta Van Fleet here. I love
Greta
those
Van
guys.
Zeppelin.
I love those guys.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's not very surprising because they are very popular.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we're gonna go with the 8th overall pick here.
Oh yeah,
I'm on the clock.
Sorry. Yeah,
and I gotta keep it. Even though they're not from Kalamazoo, massive following in Kalamazoo. Verve Pipe.
Yeah,
Verve Pipe is going to be my 8th overall pick here. And, we're confident in that pick.
So
you got two choices here, Meatball.
There are two choices left, and I love what's left, because one of these bands I absolutely love, and I know one of them you absolutely love for different reasons, completely different reasons. I have to go. Do I want to pull them just to mess with you? Just because I know it's going to screw up the vibe? I don't know, man.
See, if that's why you're doing this, to screw me over, that's messed up, Meatball.
But it would just, the irony of me picking a certain choice here on the draft board would be hilarious, but I don't think I can.
Doing it out of spite, that's not a very good concert promoter
vibe. You're right.
Vibe,
you're,
you know?
Right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to leave it to you. I'm picking Hot Mulligan. Mulligan is
that's
a great band. I think that's a good opener. Super well known in this area, in this scene, but I mean, Hot Mulligan puts on a great show.
Oh yeah, for sure. So obviously that leaves me with one choice.
You get Mr. Irrelevant in the Rocker Morning Show draft. So Mark, you're on the clock.
Well, it's an easy choice because there's only one left, and opening up this concert is going to be the Star Spangled Banner, played none other by the U of M Marching Band. That's right, your national champions opening up the concert with the Star Spangled Banner and the fight song. So let us know right now on our Facebook, on the chat button on the 107.7 RKR app, whose concert do you think is better booked? Let's run down the list here. Meatball.
Yeah.
Who is headlining your show?
Alice Cooper is headlining my show.
Okay.
And in fact, we're just going to go in order from top to bottom here, because I think I picked them in a pretty good order here. Yeah. Alice Cooper is my headliner. Pop Evil underneath them. Kid Rock. Rare Earth. Iggy Pop. Eminem. Sponge. Greta Van Fleet. And Hot Mulligan.
All right. And my show, Bob Seger, MC5, Grand Funk Railroad, Glenn Frey, White Stripes, the Insane Clown Posse, Ted Nugent, Verve Pipe, and the University of Michigan Wolverines Marching Band to open up the show with the Star Spangled Banner.
You know what's funny? I'm looking through these lineups. Like, mine is definitely a little more, it feels a little more cohesive.
Yeah.
Yours screams Michigan so much, though. I'm not even joking. Yeah. Like, I'm looking down your list and I'm just like, that is like, if you want to talk about a pure Michigan lineup for artists,
yeah,
that's it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Let us know on our Facebook and the chat button on the Rocker app who has the better lineup for this ridiculous concert that you will never see. I guarantee it.